Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school varsity championship ball game from Gordon Lemming Field, sectional 53, class 1A. Tonight's ball game will feature the Covington Trojans and the Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for tuning in and listening to PutMeInSports.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll mention this is an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention this broadcast is being made possible. IHSAA varsity baseball game brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts here in Cicero. That's CarQuest Auto Parts, along with Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they're in Frankfort, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli, along with Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're on Main Street in Sheridan, along with Put Me In Sports and Sign Production. We're going to stand right now for our national anthem. Well done. Nothing like a live version of our Star Spangled Banner sung by a student here at Central Catholic. Well done here on Memorial Day. Thank you. So we'll mention this game getting ready to be started. It's going to start about 7:30. We'll mention, we'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll let you know about the Covington Trojans. Covington Trojans, they have a school enrollment of 280. They're class 1A, sectional 53. Participating right here at Central Catholic High School, there are six teams that began this sectional. We'll let you know the principal at Covington Trojan High School is Allison Carpalt. The athletic director is Travis Brown. Covington High School is located at 1017 6th Street. That's in Covington, Indiana, 47932. You can reach them by telephone, 765-793-2286. On the web, it's covathletics.org. They wear the colors black and gold. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. There are eight teams in the Wabash River. They are Attica, Covington 15-11, 7-6 in the conference. We'll mention they finished fourth of eight teams in the Wabash River Conference. Along with Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park. We'll mention Riverton Park did win the conference, the Wabash River, 2022, along with Seeger and South Vermilion. We'll remind you the Covington Trojans are currently 15 wins and 11 losses. Finished 7-6 in the Wabash River Conference, fourth place. The head coach of the Trojans of Covington is Mr. Scott Holycross. Now we'll learn a little bit about the Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, dual enrollment, 293. They're class 1A, sectional 53. Six in that sectional. We're making the principal is Melissa Robertson. The AD is Tim Bourdonnais. Wilmington Central Catholic High School, 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. We'll pick that up in a moment. Getting ready to bat in this ballgame. The leadoff batter, Keon Moore. Keon Moore steps in, center fielder. Where's number two? This game's going to start at 7:22 p.m. First pitch outside of ball. So they'll work it from there. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter. Second pitch, ball two. Doing the pitching for the Knights, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins wears number 33. He starts this ballgame for the Knights. We'll talk about him in a moment. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Bren Robbins, right-handed pitcher. Left-handed batter starting this game off. Keon Moore. Where's number two? Pitch comes in, swing, full swing, ground ball, third base. Billy Owens throws across the diamond, gets the foot out with Justin Brady. Pretty close play there at first base. Pretty good wheels from the one hitter, Keon Moore. Next batter going to step in. Where's number nine? Carver Fye. Carver Fye, shortstop in this ballgame. He did pitch in the earlier game today, about a 2 o'clock game. He did the pitching. Right-handed batter. He's going to play shortstop in this ballgame. First pitch in there for a strike. Fastball. We'll mention number 33. That's Bren Robbins. He enters this game with 49 innings under his belt. That's the most of anyone on the roster for the Knights. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Bren Robbins, this is his 12th appearance. This is his 11th start as a Knight. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. It's by Ryan Schumer. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Bren Robbins has given up 38 hits, 15 runs. Seven of those runs were earned. He's walked 15. He struck out 57. 25 of those strikeouts were looking. He's faced 209 batters. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Carver Fye, you can call time in the box. They'll step out. These umpires have been working this whole tournament. They're just revolving. Working right there. Third base umpire went first in this second, third game today. He did the play in game one. Foul ball, left side on the ground. Carver Fye will stay in the box. Two balls, two strikes. He will stay in the box. He'll step back in. He's in there now. Here comes the wind, the 2-2. High and away, ball three. Bren Robbins pitching a bit delicately to Carver Fye. Carver Fye wears number nine. He's just a freshman. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Backhands it, couldn't get the handle. Evan Zienhart made a great backhand stop. Couldn't find the handle to throw to first base. Probably going to be an infield hit off the bat of Carver Fye. We'll look at the scoreboard. No signal yet. Stepping into bat, the three hitter. Number five, Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore playing left field. Steps in, left-handed batter. One runner aboard, that's Carver Fye. He's at first base. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Conlon Moore, one out on the diamond. First pitch comes in there outside, ball one. Left-handed batter Conlon Moore back in the three spot. This game getting underway already. There's already one final in the regional that will happen at Lafayette Central Catholic. The pitch comes in away, ball two. And that final is Union City. They're the champions in the Seton Catholic sectional. They beat Blue River Valley 9-4. A championship game happened earlier. Ground ball in the infield, second base. 0-1 Munn goes to second base. They'll try to get the force out, and they will. They'll go 4-6. Evan Dehart keeping his foot on there with a wide throw. Two outs here in the top of the first. Next batter going to step in. He'll do the pitching. He wears number 23. The four hitter is Dane Gerling. Dane Gerling, a right-handed batter. Peering in looking at signals is Bryn Robbins. Still at first base is number 9, Carver Fye. Here's the pitch. He'll pop one up on the infield. Could be playable. Can be called for by the catcher, Ryan Schumer. He'll make the catch in foul territory. Pretty good range there for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. They leave one on base. They get an infield hit off the bat at number 9, Carver Fye. No score after one half inning. Knight's going to bat in the bottom half of the first. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They'll buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. On the pitcher's mound is Dane Gerling. Where's number 23? We'll let you know Dane Gerling enters this ballgame, 3 wins, 4 losses, 43 1/3 innings under his belt, 2.76 ERA. This is his 9th appearance for the Trojans of Covington. Right-handed hurler. So on the pitcher's mound is Dane Gerling. Behind home plate, the catcher is Gage Pierman, wears number 15. At first base, number 28, Connor Wynn. At second base, Jackson Kendall. He wears number 4. At shortstop, it's Carver Fye, wears number 9. At third base, Shea Springer wears number 5. We're making Conlon Moore is in left field. Conlon Moore got a double 5 here. We'll double check this. We'll get this figured out. Conlon Moore is in left field. In center field is Keon Moore. Keon Moore wears number 2. In right field, number 13, Wyatt Martin. They're going to throw one down and bounce it in there from the hand of Gage Pierman. Getting ready to bat in the bottom half of the first inning, the Knights. First batter going to step in, going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. We'll mention earlier game stats. 11 a.m. contest with Riverton Park. Owen Munn steps in. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup. Dane Gerling, here's the first pitch. Right down the pipe. Lets it go by. Taken for a strike. No balls, one strike. First batter in the lineup for the Knights. Owen Munn. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Misses inside. Owen Munn looking to get hit by pitch. Just missed. Count goes 1-1. Nobody out. Bottom of the first. No score. Championship game. Central Catholic Sectional 53. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 2-1. Owen Munn taps the plate. Right-handed batter facing the right-hander. Dane Gerling. Here's the pitch. Ties for a ball. Kent goes 3-1. 3-1. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step back in. Owen Munn. Pitcher from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Dane Gerling, the 3-1 pitch. Low for 4. Owen Munn jogs down to first base. He'll remove the batting gloves. He'll put on the sliding mitt on that right hand. Next batter to step in is going to be Evan Dienhart. Batting in the second position, where's number 24? Evan Dienhart, earlier in the day, he went 1-3. Raising that batting average pretty much every game. That batting average up to 444 in that right-handed batter's box. Pickoff move, going to get by the first base glove, going to go back to the fence. Owen Munn going to go to second base. He'll round it. He'll go for third base. There'll be no throw. He'll end up at third base standing. Coach Bordnay rounds him there at third base. Took a look at it. Ball's retrieved by first baseman Connor Wynn. So Knights have a runner at third base. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, Evan Dienhart batting. Looking at signals. Couple of given right there. He'll step in. Right-handed batter. He got a base hit today on a bunt. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Let it go by. Right-hander facing the righty. Breaking pitch right at him. Broke in there for a strike. Count goes 0-1. Working from the windup. Dane Gurley. Pitch comes in. Ground ball foul left side. Out there right by the third base dugout. Occupied by the Covington Trojans. Knights synonymously occupying the first base dugout here at Gordon Lemming Field. No balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, Dane Gurley. Sign out in the batter's box. Evan Dienhart, he'll step back in. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the first inning. Here comes the winds from Gurley. Breaking pitch, he'll pop one up on the infield. Going to be called for by the shortstop. Difficult catch to make. It's going to land. Better to be lucky than good, and Evan Dienhart drops one in for a base hit and an RBI. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be 27. Mazur, Ben Mazur going to step in. Third batter in the lineup, nobody out. Runner at first base is Evan Dienhart. Scoring from third base was Owen Munn. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Pitching from the stretch, looking over at first base, out of the stretch. Dane Gurley now out of the set. Pickoff move, first base, pretty good move. Just safe, head first right there, Evan Dienhart. Well-positioned throw over to first base. The tag was applied by Connor Wynn just behind. Evan Dienhart getting back, working out of set position, Dane Gurley. First pitch. The Mazur lets it go by. It's a strike. Taken off for second base. Slides in there safe. Ball gets by the shortstop. Low throw. Difficult stop to make by Carver Fye. Ball goes into center field. Evan Dienhart stays put at second base. Ben Mazur going to set back in. No balls. One strike. Right-handed batter's box. Batting third for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set, Dane Gurley, will check second base. He'll check again. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished high. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And Mason steps back in. Seven in the rubber. Dane Gurley, peering in, looking at signals. Working out of stretch. Now the set, he'll check second base. Check it again. Here's the pitch. Low. Trying to make the block. Going to get by the catcher, Gage Pierman. Jogging over to third base is Evan Dienhart. Ball was in the dirt. Might have been a wild pitch. Difficult catch to make for Gage Pierman. And then Mazur going to step back in. 2-1 kill. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Dane Gurley. Pitching from the windup. Runner at third base is Evan Dienhart. Here's the pitch. High for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Knights wearing the navy tops. They're wearing the white pants. We'll mention the Trojans going with the all-white uniform, laced in black. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Let it go by. Count. Strike called. Count goes full at three balls, two strikes. Tap the plate far and near. Here comes a full count pitch to Ben Mazur in the wind Gurley. Pitch comes in tight for ball four. Ben Mazur jogs down to first base. Coach Bordnay going to go with Ben Mazur at first base. Nobody out. Coach Bordnay reminds Ben Mazur, nobody out on the diamond. Runners at first and third base. Ben Mazur at first base. Evan Bruthard at third base. Stepping out in front of the plate is Gage Bierman. Giving some directions to the infield. Stepping into bat, the four hitter, Ryan Schumer. Where's number seven? Ryan Schumer earlier today went 2-for-4 in the ball game versus Riverton Park. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Painting the corner right there, Dane Gerling. Dane Gerling working in the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Gage Pierman, the catcher, steps back in. Ryan Schumer looks at first base down the stretch. Now the set for Gerling. Here comes the 0-1. They're going to try pickoff move again. Backhead first. Safe. Puts your hand in there. Ben Mazur. Pretty good pickoff move. Pretty good pass by Connor Wynn. Back in the rubber. Looks over at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. The check third base. Here comes the pitch to Ryan Schumer. Low and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer, the four-hitter for the Knights. Step back in. He'll step back in. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, peering in looking at signals. One run in, Owen Munn, only run on the board to this point. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a fly ball to right field. He's got a lot of it. Going to float. Going to go out of here. Home run. Right field, Ryan Schumer. His first home run of the season. Three-run shot to right field for the lefty. Good job the bases. Knights put four on the board here in the first inning. Nobody out. Next batter is going to be C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell, the DH in the ballgame. T.J. Bell had a good first game this morning. 2-for-3. He scored a run, and he's got 3 RBIs versus Riverton Park. He'll step in, right-handed batter. He took a jog between innings. He's staying loose. He jumps in there as the DH, right-handed batter. First pitch comes in high for ball one. Dane Gerling pitching for the Covington Trojans. Working from the windup, nobody on. 1-0 pitch. T.J. Bell. In there tight, he'll get hit by pitch. And T.J. Bell has just gotten hit with his 12th pitch on the season. He takes the brunt. He's okay. He's a good-sized young man. Home plate umpire comes down the line, checking to see if he's okay. First base umpire asks him the same. T.J. Bell says, I'm fine. Takes his gloves off. He's ready to run. One runner aboard, T.J. Bell. Next batter going to step in. Number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, earlier today, hit 1-for-3. He scored a run. He got one RBI. He got one base on balls, and he struck out. Pretty much completed the cycle as a batter without hitting a home run. So they call timeout on the diamond. It'll be a conversation right there as Coach Scott Holycross walks out to talk to his infielder. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Works for Sheets Company right there in Marion County, just across the Hamilton County line on 96th Street. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, it's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Stepping into bat, Justin Brady. Where's number 32? Left-handed batter. Turning and looking at signals, Dane Gurley, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Left-handed batter Justin Brady, right-handed pitcher Dane Gerlin. One runner aboard. He got hit by a pitch. T.J. Bell doing his own running. He's at first base. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Gerlin. Swung on. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. They'll go on to first base. That's Jackson Kendall. Gets a put out with Connor Wynn. First out. You're in the bottom of the first inning.
How about in the center fielder, number four?
Moves T.J. Bell over to second base. Stepping into bat. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step in. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Dane Gerlin. Out of stretch. Pitch comes in. Just above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Knights batting, bottom of the first inning, four runs in. One out on the diamond. Pitching from the stretch, Dane Gerlin out of a set. Checks second base, he'll step off the back. T.J. Bell gets back safely. Hovering right there, covering second base. Carver Fye and Jackson Kendall. Jackson Kendall, now Harbor. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Good solid stroke right there from Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing in the ballgame, playing center field. He'll step back in. Tyler Fox on the diamond. Working from the stretch. Dane Gerlin checks second base. Here comes a 1-1. Swung on. He'll take a rope down the left field line, but foul. Pretty good solid swing there. Got a lot of a sweet spot on that bat. Tyler Fox. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Let's step back in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Dane Gerlin. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. T.J. Bell. He'll check again. And again, a third time, here's the 1-2. High for ball two. Count goes 2-2. Tyler Fox looking for signals. Very few given. Coach Bordenay at third base. Working out of the stretch. That's Dane Gerlin. He'll check second base out of the stretch. Couple times. Now the set position. Nobody holding T.J. Bell on. Here comes the pitch. The pop one foul. Straight back. Out of play. They're staying in the box with that 2-2 count. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox working on the diamond. Staying in the box. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Runner at second base for the Knights. One out. They're in the bottom of the first inning. Working out the stretch, now the set. Dane Gerlin. The check again, 2-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll take a rope to the left center field. It's going to drop in right there in front of the center fielder. He'll make a strong throw to home plate. It'll be cut off by the first baseman, Connor Wynn, in to score from second base. T.J. Bell, Tyler Fox, with a single and an RBI. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Where's number 20? Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in. Left-handed batter. There momentarily. Signal being given. Third base coach, Coach Bordenay. Tyler Fox with some wheels at first base. Might be an opportunity to put a bunt down. We'll see. Tyler Fox might be on his horse. There's a separate type of set position there. Gerlin allowed to happen. Slide down to first, second base, head first. They're going to call him out. Nice toss from the home plate. Catcher's position. Gage Pierman putting a tag on him right there. It's Carver Fye. There are two outs on the diamond. Nobody on base. Going to work from the windup. Dane Gerlin. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. They'll put a butt down now. Third baseline. Fielded by the pitcher, Dane Gerlin. This throw on the first base, they'll get the put out with Connor Wynn. Knights score 5 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. They leave nobody on base. We'll go to the top of the 2nd inning. Covington Trojans going to bat. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can now find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. They're open Friday, 9 to 6. And they're open Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. You can get through Frankfurt. You can get to 1601 McKinley Avenue without any problem. I believe you can get to that location going west or going east. They're making some good changes right there downtown, making the streets they're going to be nice. When they're done, it's going to look just as good at Sagamore Parkway here in Lafayette. Sagamore Parkway had a couple of year hiatus there as they worked on it. City's folks of Lafayette waiting for that to get completed. It is plush. Stepping in the bat, left-handed batter for the Trojans. It's going to be number 13, Wyatt Martin. Wyatt Martin plays the right field position. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Bren Robbins. First pitch, swing and a miss. No ball, one strike. Wyatt Martin looking for signals. Signals given. Nobody on base. Bren Robbins, here comes the 0-1. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Bren Robbins, 0-2 count. To the 5 hitter, that's Wyatt Martin. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the wind, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Trying to paint the corner right there. That's Bren Robbins. Kemp goes one ball, two strikes. First hitter, top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Bren Robbins working against number 13, Wyatt Martin. Hoosier Conference working right there against the Wabash River. He'll take a full swing. He'll put it to second base. Flipping it to first base, Owen Munn on the run. If Owen Munn does not chase that baseball, if he doesn't follow it in, throw on the run, safe at first base would be Wyatt Martin. One out on the diamond, bottom of the, excuse me, the top of the second inning. Next batter steps in, Connor Wynn. Connor Wynn wears 28, plays first base for the Trojans. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Strike call right there at the bottom of the strike zone. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Connor Wynn, played a good first base position. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Bren Robbins, pretty good control of that breaking pitch here early in the ballgame. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Trying to protect the zone and doing a good job. Connor Wynn. No balls, two strikes. Connor Wynn, second batter here in the bottom, excuse me, top of the second inning. Five-run ballgame, Knights in front. Pitch comes in, just misses. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Step back in, tap the plate, far and near. Working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Breaking pitch misses just high. Just above the zone. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. High for ball three. Connor Wynn goes down the count 0-2. Comes back 3-2 count to Connor Wynn. Here comes the wind. He'll swing on. He'll pop one up on the infield. Called for by Evan Teamhart, shortstop. Didn't have to move much. Second out here in the top of the second. Next batter going to step in for the Trojans. It's going to be Gage Pierman. Gage Pierman wears number 15 doing the catching for the Trojans. Right-handed batter. Bren Robbins back up on the rubber. Working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Owen Munn. They're taking on the run again. They'll throw over to Justin Brady. They'll get the put out. No runs, no hits. No runners left on base. At the end of 1.5. Knights, 5. Trojans, nothing. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. We'll mention they are locally owned, and they are an automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. You get some warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound. Dane Gurley, you got a bullpen catcher out there warming him up as they wait for Gage Pierman to jog on out. He's put his gear on. He's ready. He's walking out now to go behind home plate. Finish up the warm-up tosses from Dane Gurley. So Knights getting ready to bat in the bottom of the second inning. Finishing up the warm-up tosses right there is Dane Gurley. They're going to throw one down. Going to throw one down to second base. It's going to be taken by Carver Fye. Here comes the pitch. Throw down from Gage Pierman of Rocket. One hop into the glove of Fye. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. They'll lead off the bottom of the second inning. Number 33, that's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins steps in, batting in the ninth position. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike taken. Count goes 0-1 to Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. And the windup, Dane Gurley. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter's box. First batter here in the bottom of the second inning. Working from the windup. Peering in looking at six, Dane Gurley. Here's the 0-2. Pitch comes in high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Steps 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looks for signal. Get the hand clap from Coach Bordenay. Here comes the 1-2 offering from Gurley. Pitch comes in high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Dane Gurley looking to bring a strike in there to Bren Robbins. Here comes the 2-2 pitch out of the windup. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Crossed the dish about thigh high. Broke low. Called strike. He'll step in. Jogs back to the dugout. Next batter to step in. It's going to be the one hitter for the Knights. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn has played in every game for the Knights. He's batting 356 right-handed batter's box, 458 on-base percentage. These are accurate stats. 28 games tabulated between games. First pitch comes in, strike called. I'll mention the Covington Trojan stats are 25-game stats. And I'll mention they've played 26 ball games. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Healthy cut, Owen Munn. Comes up empty. Count goes 0-2. Right-handed batter's box, Owen Munn. Nobody on base. One out here in the bottom of the second. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Gurley gets the put out right there. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart, where's number 24? Right-handed batter playing shortstop for the Knights. Evan Dehart is average climbing each and every of the last 10 games. He's batting 444. Right-handed batter's box, he looks at a pitch away, ball one. 444 right-handed batter's box on base for Evan Dehart, 541. Steps back in, here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul it back out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. Evan Dehart steps in. This ball game, 101 plate appearances, 81 at-bats. Batting 444. Pitch comes in. He'll foul one back out of play again. He'll stay in the box with that 1-2 count. Evan Dehart, 23 runs scored. He's got 15 RBI. He leads the team with singles at 34. He's got two doubles. Evan Dehart has gotten on several times with a bunt base hit on the infield. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Evan Dehart, the two-hitter for the Central Catholic Knights. Here comes the pitch, the 2-2. High once again. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Dehart's going to face a 3-2 pitch. He's been walked 13 times this season. He turned around, went back to the dugout 11 times. He's got 101 at-bats. To take a poke, he'll go to left field. And to go into left field, double check there, and it's going to be a base hit. Nice poke, just protecting the plate right there. Reached out, poked it into left field. Just out of the reach of Carver Fye at shortstop. For Evan Dehart, continuing to climb that average. Stepping in to bat, Ben Mazur, three-hitter for the Knights. Runner aboard at first base is Dehart. Working out a stretch, now a set. Pickoff move at first base. Safe at first. Head first slide. The throw over to Connor Wynn was perfect to put the tag on Dehart, but Dehart back safely. Working out a stretch. Dane Gurley out of a set position. He'll pitch to Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in right across the dish. Strike called. Thigh high. Count goes 0-1. Ben Mazur, a pretty good stroke. Ben Mazur took one to the warning track in the 11 o'clock ball game this morning. Ended up at second base standing. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Dane Gurley, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely is Evan Dehart. Tag was applied a little bit late. Had to catch the ball. Tag applied, Evan Dehart safe. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Dane Gurley out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, swinging a miss. Healthy cut right there. Might have got off the body of Gage Pierman. Gage Pierman holding on pretty good right there behind home plate. Going to dish off the plate right there. Wipe it off. Home plate umpire. He gives a chance for Gage Pierman to collect himself. Pierman says, I'm okay. A reflecting signals out of the dugout. Pierman going to reflect them to Dane Gurley, working out a stretch, now the set position. To go to the plate this time to Mazur. High for a ball. Thought about a snap throw to first base. Did Gage Pierman. Didn't make the throw. Dehart back to the base. Signals given, not very many, if any. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals, Dane Gurley. He'll look at first base out of a stretch. Now the set. Evan Dehart might be on his wheels. He is. He's going to second base. They're going to make a throw. Pierman. The ball is going to be a bit, they're going to call a tag there. We're going to see what the call is. The ball came loose. Ball was loose on the surface. Couldn't collect it. That was Jackson Kendall. To the everyday fan, it looked like he might have been still holding the baseball. He picks it up nonchalant. Safe at second base is Evan Dehart. Working out a stretch, Gurley. Now the set. To check second base. Evan Dehart. Here comes the pitch. to Mazur. To take a shot, it's going to be sky high on the infield. It's going to be called for. It'll be a fair ball caught at the back of the grass right there for the third out by Connor Wynn. So the Knights lead one aboard. They get a base hit off the bat of Evan Genhart. We'll go to the top of the third inning after two completes. Knights in front, 5-0. And we'll mention, PutneyInSports.com, since 2008, PutneyInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. So let's throw the ball around the infield, and then we'll let you know how they're playing on the infield for the Knights. We're making the pitcher is Bryn Robbins, wears number 33. Doing the catching is Ryan Schumer, number 7. At first base, Justin Brady, wears number 32. At second base, Owen Munn, wears number 12. At shortstop, Evan Deanhart, number 24. At third base is Billy Owens. Where's number 15? Billy Owens going to do the defensive playing for the DH. That's number 16, T.J. Bell. Billy Owens playing a good third base position. In left field, number 27, Ben Mazur. In center field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Stepping into bat is going to be number 12. He's the 8th hitter. He's also the DH for the Covington Trojans. That's Calvin Springer. He's batting in place of second baseman, number 4, Jackson Kendall. First pitch to Springer, high for ball one. Calvin Springer. They got a couple of Moores on this team and a couple of Springers. That's all I know. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in. Let's take a shot. Airborne going to third base. Billy Owens calling for it. Probably going to make a catch in foul territory. One out. One out on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. Shea Springer. Shea Springer, third baseman.
I'm batting the third baseman, number 17.
He's going to step in. He wears number 17. There's my correction. I had him as number 5. Him and Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore wears number 5. That's in the third spot. Here comes a wind, Bryn Robbins. Low for ball one. Shea Springer back in the 9 spot for the Trojans. Plays third base. Where's number 17? Right-handed batter facing the righty, Bryn Robbins, as the lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. He's going to pop one skyward. Going to be to the outfield. Going to be called for by center fielder Tyler Fox. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter we'll see is Keon Moore. Keon Moore going to bat for his second time. Keon Moore getting a good start right here on the diamond. Keon Moore batting 302. He's played in 18 ball games. This is number 19. He's batting 400. On base percentage, left-handed batter. That's 50 at-bats, 43 official at-bats. First pitch comes in, strike called. He scored 13 runs. He's got 8 RBI. He's been walked 7 times. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Where's number 2? Keon Moore. Turn and look at Sentinels. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Tied for ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Left-handed batter, Keon Moore. He led this game off in the first inning, time out on the diamond. Keon Moore calls time just prior to Bryn Robbins continuing his windup. Time granted. To step back in. Ball is in play. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. Top half of the third inning, no runs, no hits. Nobody left on base. After 2.5. Knights in front, 5-0. Knights go bat here in the bottom half of the third inning. And we'll also mention this game is in parts. being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And we'll mention inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, 2-for-4 earlier today. He's batting 300 in 25 games, .456 on base percentage, left-handed batter. Last time up, he went yard for 3-run home run to right center field. Ryan Schumer with the pretty swing right there in a left-handed batter's box. Kind of reminds you of a Ryan Schumer. They'll take another drive. They go to left field. Going to get up and over the scoreboard this time. Two home runs, I should say. Ryan Schumer may not be pitched to the next time up. 2-for-2 at the dish. Pretty good stroke. He puts it out of here. He'll test the plate. And Ryan Schumer might have seen his last pitch to hit in this ballgame. We'll see. 6 runs on the scoreboard. Next batter going to step in. T.J. Bell. Where's number 16? T.J. Bell had a great first game today. Went 2-for-3. He'll step in batting 179. We'll mention 330 on base percentage. First pitch comes in there. Strike called. T.J. Bell is breaking out of his shell. Right-handed batter. Here comes a right-handed pitch from Gurley. High for ball one. One ball, one strike. Leitcher at full-fledged. 8:09 on the wristwatch. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the whine from Dane Gurley. Ground ball on the infield. Going to get through the infield there, going to left field. Base hit once again from T.J. Bell. He got himself on base hit by pitch earlier at bat to give way to batting gloves to Coach Johnson. T.J. Bell going to do the base running for himself. Coach Bourdain having some fun over there with a crooked hat. Stepping into bat, Justin Brady. Working out a stretch, Dane Gurley. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Justin Brady, pretty much about hit for the cycle without getting on board but one time in the first game. He's batting 266, 28 games, 389 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Memorex pitch. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Justin Brady has a home run on the season. Justin Brady, 12 singles. He got 8 doubles. Here comes the 0-2. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Timeout on the diamond. Gage Pierman going to walk out, talk with his pitcher, Dane Gurley. Not much to say. Just ironing out some communication right there. Timeout on the diamond. He's back behind home plate. Gage Pierman, the catcher. Ball is in play. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch from Gurley. Breaking pitch, ground ball, first base. Plays it on his own. Connor Wynn gets the put out at first base. Justin Brady jogs off. And C.J. Bell moves to second base. One out on the diamond. Bottom of the third, one run in. Ryan Schumer, a solo home run. Encore presentation from a three-run homer. First time at bat. Stepping in, Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set, Dane Gurley. Just at second base, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Short hop to glove. Good block by Gage Pierman. T.J. Bell stays put at second base. Tyler Fox going to step back in. Righty facing the righty. Pierman looking at singles out of stretch. Dane Gurley. Now out of the set, let's check second base. Pier back in, home plate, check second. Here's the pitch. Swung on. You're going to get a drive to right center field. Calling for it as a center fielder. He'll make the catch. Keon Moore, T.J. Bell, thought about going to third base. He had to get back and get tagged up in a hurry. Before Carver Fye tagged the base, he did so. Two outs on the diamond. Stepping in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick on the bat with two outs. Runner at second base is T.J. Bell. One run in, Ryan Schumer. 6-0 contest on the board. Working out of set position. Dane Gurley, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Caden Minnick steps in, batting 269. 380 on base percentage. Plate appearances, 84. Here comes a set position from Gurley. Now, check second base. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Caden Minnick. 67 official at-bats. He scored 16 runs. He's got 18 RBI. 10 singles, 7 doubles, and a triple. He's been walked 7 times. Here comes the pitch from Gurley. Swing and a miss. Down goes 2-1. Caden Minnick might be overstriding just a bit. Down goes 2-1. Left-handed batter's box facing the righty, Dane Gurley. Peering in looking at signals. Working from the set. He'll check second base. T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a shot and pop it skyward. It's going to go float out to center field. Be called on and caught by the center fielder, Keon Moore. Knights leave one aboard. They get one run off the bat of Ryan Schumer. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Knights in front, 6-0. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765. You can also reach them by cell phone. Text message, that's 317-946-2424. At Sign Production, west of Arcadia. Throwing the ball around the diamond. Right there on the surface. Brent Robbins getting some warm-up tosses. Throwing the ball around the infield. Justin Brady. Trojans getting ready to bat in the top of the fourth inning. Pretty good day on the diamond. And what's been a glorious day, Memorial Day. This Memorial Day means a whole lot to a whole lot of people. And those whole lot of people reside in the United States of America. And they are residing here because of those who have gone on before them, made it possible. This game taking place pretty much for that same reason. We are thankful in the United States of America. for those who have gone on before us. And that's why we're celebrating Memorial Day for their sake. Thank you. Stepping into bat, number 9, Carver Fye, comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a drive to left field. Going to back up Ben Mazur. It's off the wall. Base of the wall is going to jog in to second base standing. Pretty good stroke right there, Carver Fye. Carver Fye wears number 9. Carver Fye, believe it or not, does not have a home run on the season. That one there very well could have gone out. Pretty good swing off the bat. Standing at second base is Carver Fye. Next batter going to step in, number 5, Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore steps in, batting 320. 474 on-base percentage, a left-handed batter. Backdoor curveball just misses outside. Count goes 1-0. A step back in. That's number 5, Conlon Moore. 97 plate appearances. In 25 ball games. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 1-1. He's got 22 runs scored. He's got 16 RBI. He's looking out there at second base. Going to try to score Carver Fye for that 17th RBI. We're going to get in a pickle. Third base, they'll make the throw. Billy Owens is going to put the tag on him. He must have been taken off for second base. Carver Fye got caught in a bad spot. Turning to make the throw and getting in a pickle right there is Brent Robbins. Tosses it over, and they get the job done with 2 tosses. So one out on the diamond. 1-1. Left-handed batter, Conlon Moore, erases the base runner. Pitch comes in, low and away, 2. 2-1. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter, Conlon Moore. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball just foul of first base on the ground. He'll stay in the box, 2-2 count. Conlon Moore steps back in, taps the plate. Conlon Moore has 24 hits on the season. He's got a double and a triple. He's got 2 triples. He's going to pop this one skyward out in the grass. Making the catch is Evan Dehart with his range makes the stop. 2 outs here in the top of the 4th. Next batter going to step in. The 4-hitter. Where's number 23, Dane Gerling? Gerling's going to step in, batting 359. 402 on base. He got 18 RBI. He'll pop this one. Left side. Foul ball. 2-1. Dane Gerling. Dane Gerling, 28 hits on the season. He's second place, just behind number 6. Harden Knapp. Harden Knapp not in the ball game. There comes a wind in the pitch. Swung on, line drive rope, foul territory near the third baseline. 2-2. Pretty good swing right there in the right-handed batter's box. Number 23, Dane Gerling. There comes a wind from Bryn Robbins. Swung on, ground ball. First base, fielded by Justin Brady. He'll toss it over to Bryn Robbins, covering the bag for the third out in the inning. No runs, no hits. They get back. 1 hit. It was a double. You got a race with the put out there between second and third base. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports. Since 2008, happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And we'll also mention, calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the baseball diamond is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, that's baseball or softball. To look into becoming an umpire, simply call the offices of the IHSAA. That's at 317-846-6601. 317-846-6601. Or you can go on the web at IHSAA.org. We'll mention there's no need to be nervous. There are plenty of classrooms where you can learn baseball. Baseball studying is available. You can ask the IHSAA. You can look around your area, or you can begin your own. I will mention there's a wonderful baseball study room right here in Kokomo. I probably shouldn't give the name or mention where it's at, but that is a fine study for baseball, for umpires. Stepping in the bat. Knights going to bat here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. First pitch comes in. Line rocket to left field. Going to be a base hit off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein gets himself available right there. Gets a base hit. Gutwein picks up hit number 3 on the season. He's now got 2 singles and a double. Gutwein getting an opportunity to play here in this varsity championship game, Class 1A. Stepping in the back. Working from the stretch. Gurley. Pitch comes in. Owen Munn going to get himself aboard with the base hit to left field. Right between third base and shortstop. 2 runners aboard here in the bottom of the fourth. Stepping in the bat, we're going to see Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart, number 24. Evan Genhart got himself aboard last time at the plate. Just step in, batting 444 on the season. Working from the stretch, now the set, Dane Gurley. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. We put a bunt in. Lengthy bunt there, third base. Couldn't be fielded. And Evan Genhart gets aboard with another base hit. Bunt from the right-handed batter's box. He took a little punch at it. He was aiming for an area, and he hit that area between the pitcher's mound and third base. So 3 runners aboard for the Knights. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks batting 312. This is his 10th game to appear in as a varsity player. Timeout on a diamond. Going to walk out. That's Scott Holycross, head coach for the Trojans. He may be making a switch. He's going to pull in the left fielder. Coming in from left field, Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore wears number 5. He's going to jog in, trade gloves, and he'll bring the pitching glove out with probably a smaller girth. So he'll warm up on the pitcher's mound. That's number 5. Conlon Moore from left field. He'll get warmed up. Conlon Moore on the season. He's pitched 36 innings. This is appearance number 9. He's got an ERA of 2.33. He's got 5 wins, 2 losses. Left-handed pitcher. He starts out throwing some heat right there. He's got some velocity. He'll manage here that rip pitcher's rubber right there out in front of it. Get the dirt like he likes it. 3 runners aboard for the Knights. Batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. And baseball on the agenda. As mentioned, the regional going to happen right here at Lafayette Central Catholic. Already 1 score in. It's been determined Union City has won the game over Blue River Valley 9-4. That game took place earlier today. 3 other teams going to make the Lafayette Central Catholic Regional. It's going to be 1 of these teams. We'll mention Central Catholic and Covington. And we'll also possibility of Westdale and Cowan. They're playing in the Anderson Prep Academy sectional final tonight. And over at Tri-County, it's Rossville and Clinton Central. The Knights did see Clinton Central in game one. That was a cold outing. That game took place at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. Pretty nice folks right there out of Clinton Central. Clinton Central and Rossville going at it right now. Look at Cap Knuckles right there. Getting a final warm-up toss from the pitcher's mound. Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore stepping in. Left-handed pitcher finishing up his tosses. Stepping in the bat once again is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to be a lone batter. He will belong to Conlon Moore. Bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch. Cut across the dish. Die high, called strike. Keaton Moore looking for signals, stepping out in front of home plate. Is Gage Pierman calling out some signals to his infield. Infield is in. Infield playing at the lip of the grass. Outfield playing straight away, normal depth. Working out the stretch, now the set. Conlon Moore. Low pitch. Swung. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks earlier today went 1-for-2, had 2 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. First base is occupied. The jog back to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer is going to step in to bat right there. Left-handed batter. Let's see if they pitch to him. Possibility of walking him with bases loaded. He's 2-for-2 in the home run department. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore going to step back to the rubber. Working from the stretch. Bases loaded. 4 RBIs in the game for Ryan Schumer. Let the pitch go by. Might have been a breaking pitch. Strike called. Count goes 1-1, 1 out. Bottom of the 4th inning. 6-run ball game. Knights in front. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. High and tight. Ball 2. Ryan Schumer, pretty electric bat. He's got one of the smoothest swings you might ever see. Let's step back in. Working from a stretch. Conlon Moore peering in. Now the set position. Here comes a 2-1. Foul ball. Coach Ryan Johnson with some good reflexes. You know Coach Ryan Johnson can still play the game. He gets out of the way of that moving baseball off the bat of Ryan Schumer. Count goes 2-2. Stepping back into rubber. Jane Gurley. Out of the set, they're going to steal home. No, they're going to fake it. Pitch comes in behind Ryan Schumer. They will steal home now as the ball gets by the catcher. It's going to be a wild pitch off the hand of Jane Gurley. Knights score 1. They'll clean the dish off. Runners move up 2nd and 3rd base. 3-2 count. They may elect to walk Ryan Schumer with the 3-2 count. Let's see what they'll do. Ryan Schumer can adjust those batting gloves, tighten them up just a bit. 3-2 count. Working from the stretch, Conlon Moore. Looking in there, peering at signals. Maybe shaking a couple off. Out of the stand, here comes a 3-2. Low for ball 4. Good block by Gage Pierman, the catcher. Short hops it into the glove. T.J. Bell going to walk in to bat. Ryan Schumer going to take a breather. He'll put the gear on. He gets a good hand clap. Jogging off the diamond. Now doing the running at first base for the Knights. 23, Nathan Bast. Nathan Bast getting a lot of running ability right here for the Knights as a freshman. Working out of the set. Gurley. I should take that back. It's Conlon Moore. First pitch low for a ball to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, as mentioned, earlier today, 2-for-3. He scored a run, had 3 RBI in the 8-0 contest. Swung on, ground ball, third base, he'll throw to second base. Safe at second is Nathan Bass sliding. They try to get the force out. It's still going to be a fielder's choice, I believe. But T.J. Bell is at first base. They load the bases once again. T.J. Bell at first, Nathan Bass at second. Evan Zienhart at third base. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Justin Brady batting .266. That's in 28 games, .389 on base percentage. Working from the set position, Conlon Moore, short hops the glove of Gage Pierman, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. 8-0 contest. Knights in front. Justin Brady, left-handed batter's box. Take a ground ball, second base. He'll throw to second base. Jackson Kendall goes forward at sixth. They get the put out. Fourth out. T.J. Bell at second, but safe at first. Beating it out right there, Justin Brady. Safe at first base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, looks at signals. A couple of signals given. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Pickoff move, first base. Not quite sure Connor Wynn was ready for that pickoff move. He made the catch. Left side of the bag, about 4 or 5 feet. Justin Brady, still on the base. He'll get his lead when the pitcher gets in the rubber. Proper way to do it. Some teams will get the lead prior to the pitcher getting in the rubber. That's a dangerous way to do it. Working from the stretch, now the set. Conlon Moore. Still, here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base is Justin Brady. They'll make the throw. They get a pickle. A rundown possibility, Justin Brady. They're going to throw to second base. Coming in to score. The run has been scored. Justin Brady's trying to get safe at second. He's going to run back towards first base. They're going to put the tag on and try to, and they will. Justin Brady. Pretty good marathon right there of base running. Justin Brady getting a workout. Scoring a run, mission accomplished from third base. Knights go up 9-0. We're going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. It's going to be the Covington Trojans. As Ed will mention, congratulations are in order to Carroll Cougar pitcher, Will Eldridge. We did not see Will Eldridge on Monday when the Carroll Cougars came here to play their final regular season game, along with the ninth regular season game, the final. We'll mention Will Eldridge. We're congratulating him for being selected as an IHBCA North All-Star as a pitcher. Will is the second individual in program history to earn this honor at Carroll Cougar High School. We'll mention the North-South All-Star Game will take place the weekend of June 24th through the 26th. It'll happen at Indiana Wesleyan University. That's in Marion. And we'll mention Will Eldridge will attend Indiana Wesleyan as a freshman next year. And he'll play baseball there. Congratulations to Will. And way to go, Will Eldridge. As mentioned, he did not participate in the ball game. Will Eldridge also has pretty impressive offensive stats. He works as a pitcher. We'll have to see if he'll bat. Because usually if you're a pitcher in college, you don't get a lot of batting opportunities. Sometimes you do, but most of the times you won't. They want you to consider pitching as your number one asset. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond right now. Night, sun's going down. Get behind the tree line. A lot of folks able to see without shielding their eyes from the first base side. And Brent Robbins getting his final warm-up tosses. Toss the infield ball in. And throw one down. Jackson Kane. Now it's the catcher's position. Where's number 3, Jackson Kane, a freshman athlete for the Knights. A lot of promise from Jackson Kane. A lot of upside to Jackson Kane. A pretty good eye at home plate. As mentioned, Jackson Kane has walked 18 times all the season and 57 times at the plate. 33 official at bats. Stepping into bat for the Trojans, number 13, that's Wyatt Martin. Foul ball. That goes 0-1. Wyatt Martin playing right field, batting in the fifth position. Wyatt Martin batting 232 in 25 games. 289 on base percentage. A lefty facing the righty, Brynn Robbins. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Kemp goes 0-2. Wyatt Martin steps back in. Entered this ballgame 93 plate appearances, 82 official at-bats. Offensive-minded young man. Pitch comes in, ball outside. Kemp goes 1-2. Wyatt Martin working from the windup, Brynn Robbins. Pitch comes in, he'll take a stroke. He'll get us a one-hop, second base, Owen Munn. To put a little mustard on it, he'll get the put out at first base with Justin Brady. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 28, Connor Wynn. Connor Wynn plays first base for the Trojans. Take that back, they're going to insert a player. In the ballgame is Jackson Freeze. F-R-I-E-Z-E. Where's number 8? He's a junior class member. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Low for a ball. Number 8, Jackson Freeze. Steps in batting 316. That's in 13 ball games. 435 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Second base. Owen Munn misplays it. Throws on. Picks it back up. Gets the put out at first base. Owen Munn sticking with it. Second out here in the top of the fifth. Took one off the chest right there, off that left pectoral muscle.
Not 90% for the catcher, number 15, James Sherman.
Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Next batter stepping in, the catcher, Gage Pierman. Where's number 15? Pierman batting 235. He's played in every ball game. 381 on base percentage. You can put a bunt down, third base. Billy Owens not going to get there in time. It's going to be a bunt base hit. Off the bat of 15, Gage Pierman. They probably jog off the diamond. Courtesy runner in there for Pierman. Pierman's going to put his gear on, going to get ready to catch in the bottom of the fifth. Jogging over to first base. Courtesy runner is Nevin Goodwin. Where's number 18? That's Nevin Goodwin. Member of the freshman class. He'll get that lead one half step at a time. Working from the stretch, Brynn Robbins. Stepping into bat, Calvin Springer. Ground ball, third base. Billy Owens misplays it on the hop. Difficult short hop to make right there, Billy Owens. A rare occurrence for Billy Owens. Runners at first and second base. Then they step in, third baseman Shea Springer. Shea Springer wears number 17. At first base is Calvin Springer. Calvin Springer, the DH, he's batting in place of second baseman Jackson Kendall. Right-handed batter's box, Shea Springer. Number 17, peering in, looking at signals. Brynn Robbins out of the stretch, now the set. First pitch comes in, checks his swing. Jackson Kane probably going to check. He says, no, he did not go. So ball one to Shea Springer. Shea Springer, number 17, steps in batting 258 in 23 games, 303 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll pop one to right field. Cade Minnick has a bead on it. He'll make the catch. So a 10-0 contest. Contest complete. 4.5 innings. We'll miss him. The Knights capture the win 10-0 over Covington Trojans. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention the regional will take place right here next Saturday. Lafayette Central Catholic will host the regional. We'll look for finals to come in Anderson Prep sectional. The final there, we're looking for Westdale and Cowan. One of those two teams will be here next week. Over Seton Catholic, the sectional of Seton Catholic already have a winner there. Union City 9, Blue River Valley 4. So Union City will be here next week. At Tri-County, the sectional there, in their sectional final, is Rossville and Clinton Central. Both of those teams have been right here. Central Catholic, I should say Clinton Central, was at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. Rossville was at Rossville, but then both teams have played tonight. So that's next week. We'll also mention other regional sites going to be in South Bend, Washington. They will host the winner of the sectionals from Caston, Fremont, South Central, and Westville. Also, Morristown, the Morristown sectional, they will produce sectionals from Indiana School for the Deaf, Jacksonville, Morristown, and Shackamack. We'll mention also in Lagodi, the final site for regional competition in Class 1A, Lagodi. That'll be sectionals from Candleton, Lagodi, Lanesville, and Shawley Memorial. So that's the final. We thank you for tuning in. Nice you're going to pose for a photograph. And we do thank you for tuning in. Check the website. We'll have the ball game up for next week at putmeinsports.com. And until then, you might hang around. We're going to probably talk with Coach Tim Bordenay here momentarily. We'll keep the microphone open. You can listen to festivities prior to talking to Coach Bordenay. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you in a little bit. We're talking on Coach Bordenay. We're post-game. Coach Bordenay, what a ball game. You guys came here to play.
Yeah, we did. I thought our guys were locked in today, both games. I think our hitting's really come around. We faced a lot of tough pitchers late in the season, and I think that's really paying off for us, at least it did today. And our kids aren't fazed by any type of pitcher right now, so that's great to see.
You've been waiting all year to see Ryan Schumer and what he could do, and you found out.
Yeah, you know, he's got a lot of ability. He's had his struggles up until here late. He's kind of turned it on. He and TJ really turned it on here late, and it's made a world of difference for our offense. When those guys are clicking, we can score some runs, and that's what's happened here in the last 2 weeks.
Ben Robbins pitched a good game.
Yeah, he did. He throws strikes. You know, he challenges the hitters, and our defense has got to make plays behind him, and they did tonight. And he's very efficient. 55 pitches in 5 innings. So really happy where our pitching was the whole tournament. And like I said, our hitters are have really come around.
Coach, I want you to switch hats here for a moment. You hosted the sectional here. You're going to host the regional next week.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, very proud of our facility here. You know, I think it's one of the better facilities in the state. And I think it's, you know, I think we deserve to host. And really, really looking forward to it. We're going to have, I know, 3 really good ball clubs coming in, so we're going to have to be up to the challenge.
That'll be good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here. All right.
That's Coach Bordenay. Nice words. I tell you what, he's a coach and the athletic director. He keeps this diamond ship shape, and then they spray it down before every game. And we're about out here now. We'll talk to you next weekend. We'll find out if that's in the 11 a.m. start or if it's going to be the 1:30 ball game. We thank you for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.